Hey, this is Rick from Middleton Family Medicine. How can I help you?
Yes, good afternoon. I was calling, hi, I was calling about some outstanding invoices for medical care by Middleton Family Medicine for my daughter. I had a payment plan set up, and now all of a sudden I have a collection agency harassing me, saying that you put, that you contracted with them to get the bills paid. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, just give me a moment. If you can just help me with her account number, her date of birth, then I can just pull up the account and let me see what's going on.
I'm not sure what her account number is, but I can give you her date of birth.
Sure, yeah, you can do that, yeah.
It's it's February 3rd, 2004. Her name is Eva Barakoff.
And you do have a payment plan set up with us. Okay, just give me a moment.
I'm not sure why the collection agency is trying to get in touch with me, and I will never work with them. I will never pay a bill through them because they're not ethical people.
Yeah, I do get that. So, just a moment. So, yeah, I do see a note over here from last year stating you have $100 monthly auto, but yeah, payment plan set up, yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, the balance that they show from the collection agency is $436.67, and that's from something from a year ago at $62.20, and then there was an additional that part of that was $371.29. Again, this is a collection agency. I don't have the bills because I don't know where they were sent for my daughter, the invoices, because I had been, like I said, we set up the $100, but I don't know what her balance is at this point, so I don't even know how much we owe.
Just a moment, let me see how much is the outstanding balance on her account. So that is $371.29, and all of that amount has been transferred to collection.
Yeah, and why is that?
So there is a charge from, just a moment, $10 charge from 2024, $33 charge from 2024, $61.80, $55.28, $210.14. So yeah, all of those charges are from last year. I don't see any.
But so what's the final, and I apologize, I didn't catch your name. What is the final balance? What is out on her account? What is outstanding total?
So that will be $371.29.
Okay, because the collection agency, right, because the collection agency is saying that we owe $436.67. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm not paying them. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't understand why was this given to a collection agency when we had a payment plan in place?
Just a moment, because I don't have any payment plan over here on your account, on her account. I just have a note over here stating that you have a $100 monthly plan, but there was nothing set up.
Right.
Just give me a moment. And if you can just help me with your account, if you have one with MFM.
Yeah, I should. I mean, I haven't been there in over a year, so I shouldn't have any, but I can give you my birth date. It's April 04, 14, 1967, and my name is Roger. I mean, I'm the guarantor for her. She's on my health insurance.
Okay. Well, just a moment. I just want to see if the payment plan was set up on your side.
It should have been set up on her account, not mine, because I only go once a year for a physical.
Let me see if you can set up a payment plan now. Just give me a moment. My I might not be able to send up that payment plan because that has been already transferred to collection. But just a moment.
Well, I mean, I'll do I owe anything on my account?
No,
at
nothing,
this point,
no.
I should be zero.
Everything is zero. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that the payment plan has not been set up over here. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Is zero, yeah.
Can I just pay the $371.29 at this point and make the collection agency go away?
Yeah, sure.
Because if you can't, okay. Because I'm not paying them. I'm not paying through them. Bless you. I'd rather just give you. I have money on an HSA card. It's a Visa. I can pay it. I should have a couple $1,000s on it.
Okay, sure. We can just go ahead and do that. Just give me a moment. Yeah, because we can't set up any payment plan for the collection, but. Yeah, if you are making any payment for that in full, yeah, we can do that, yeah. Just give me a moment. And yeah,
right, okay,
for
that's fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the inconvenience you had from before. So yeah, that will be That will be $371.29. And yeah, you can just go ahead with the number then.
Okay, it's 4036 1903.
Mm-hmm.
5211
mm-hmm.
1537.
So that will be 4036 1903
mm-hmm.
5211 1537. That's correct.
That's correct.
And the expiration date?
February 2029.
And you need
the code on the back.
No, that should
233.
No, that should be good. And it will be under your name, right? The card.
Yes, it's my name, Roger, R-O-G-E-R.
Okay, just a moment. Yep, we
mm-hmm.
have that. And if you can just give me your billing address.
Yeah, it's 52 Madeline Road, P.O. Box 729, East Falmouth, Mass. Sorry, I was talking fast.
Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And the city you said is?
East Falmouth, F-A-L-M-O-U-T-H.
Okay, and Massachusetts, right? Just a moment.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you say 52 Madeline Road, right?
Yes, Madeline Road. And it's Post Office Box 729. It's the only way I get things is with that number on there.
Oh, I'll just send you the message via email. So, yeah, that won't be a problem on that.
Okay, that's great. That's perfect.
I'm just going to go ahead and collect a payment. Just a moment. And
yep.
Yeah, it's all good to go. And if you can, so I have an email address over here that is evabarracloughh25@gmail.com. And I might have your email address over here with me as well. Your email is rkb.
Barraclough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the full last name, BARRACLOUGH @yahoo.com.
At Yahoo.
Yep.
Okay, just a moment. I'll just send that receipt, that address then. Just a moment. And yeah, it's all good to go. You should receive that in about 5 minutes. And if you don't, you can just give us a call and we can resend that from our side.
Okay.
Yeah, it is all set.
Well, thank you so much for your help.
No worries, Rogers. Thank you. Thank you for understanding. And you have yourself a good day then.
You too.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.